This episode of the Fully Geek Pod is sponsored by Tropical Box. Shop the freshest tropical fruits from around the world at www.tropicalbox.co.uk. And to get your 10% discount, enter Fully Geeked at the checkout. The Fully Geeked.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome everybody to episode 210 of your favorite podcast, The Fully Geeked Pod.
Come on.
Self Nate inside.
One Kelp.
Merv.
Marley Mar, Marley Mar.
Come on.
Self Echo, I love it. We ain't got Rich inside today. Richard is on the M1. Okay. I don't think he's going to get involved, but if he does, he will let us know. Guys, I can see right now, I can see we're all wearing hoodies. Some with hoods up, some hoods down. But right now, I feel like my name is Jon Snow, guys. It's not a thing where winter is coming. Winter is here.
It's like we skipped autumn, innit? It's like we skipped autumn and it's straight to winter, bro.
But I half expected to come out my house this morning, see no leaves on the tree whatsoever. It'd just be bare.
Bro, winter is inside of me.
Bro, John Frost, or whatever his name is. John Slow.
I thought he was a new one. I was like, which was the Frost one?
No, but what's the Frost one?
Jack Frost.
Jack Frost.
That's it. Oh, I can appreciate that.
Merv did not want you to land with that one. No, definitely. Right now, it is. I'm still not putting the heating on. Yeah. But that's just because I'm a bit tight like that when it comes to heating. But
the heating comes at night one time.
I put mine on, I think Sunday was, first time since it went off, like when spring and that came, innit?
Yeah,
I'm not. And it was on during the daytime as well. That's how bad it was.
Yeah, Joy is. All right, today, yesterday was freezing. Yesterday was cold, yeah? Yesterday was cold. Today, it was okay-ish. Like, the sun was shining today, and it was actually felt warm. Like, a couple of men in the playground had puffer jackets, had to remove them. Do you get me?
No. It's not puffer jacket yet. Not yet.
Yeah, I made that mistake.
I saw some guys in shorts just say they forced it. I said, you are forcing it. Yeah. Really?
I did the puffer today. Needed.
Nah, so it was needed?
Yeah. Not needed at all.
Yeah, today so. Definitely. But yesterday, yeah.
I don't know.
Yesterday, 100%. Today, yeah, it's been all right.
Yeah.
I did duty, no jacket.
I ain't going to lie. I think I put my heating on yesterday. It's on now, to be fair.
You know what else? I'm being tight, but basically, because like we're locking off the account, I don't want to like spike the bills at the end of the month, innit? Like, that's it. That's all it is. Get me, like...
Yeah, I think because up here, because some people got a bug in the house, innit? So that's why the heating's on.
But did the little ones get it from school and that? Nursery?
I don't know. No, she hasn't even started no nursery yet. Okay. But she goes to the childminders, though, so she might have got it from there.
Did she get it first?
Yeah, she got it first.
It's that time of year, though. I know, especially now, this is the kind of... Because half term so soon, or some people have even started half term already, I know it's that kind of time where the bugs start coming out, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Viruses start going around half term, everyone kind of relaxes a little bit, get the sniffles and that.
That's my only benefit of living alone.
Yeah.
There's no kids coming home to make me ill.
No cross contamination at all.
Bro. Daddy.
Yeah, get me. Chew in your face. Bro,
it's not even that. Sometimes it's just, and it's just touching stuff. Yeah. Just touching of stuff.
Just see the virus. It's like, hey,
I wonder how they get away, man.
A couple of years ago, I went to my mum's, innit? Literally, they all had this bug. Like, I didn't know. I got there. I could see them all ill. I literally went in there. I washed my hands and I left. I was like, I can't stay here, bruv. I woke up the next day so ill.
Is it?
I got the train, vomited on the train. Sorry about the vomit. Just by going in, washing my hands, leaving, I was like, no, I don't want to get ill.
Oh, you was that guy on the train that do much to stop.
I had to stop, yeah. Bruv,
we have stopped here due to someone being ill.
I couldn't let that happen. I waited for the stop, got off. But yeah.
Bro, it's horrible. I walked into the other day. Imagine, I walked into one assistant head's office. There was three people in there. I heard sneeze, cough, sneeze. I was in the middle of the room. I said, shit, I need to get out of there. Like, they opened the window. I was like, I don't think that's going to help me. Guys, please. You know what I'm saying? Just don't breathe. Can everyone hold their breath while I exit? Quick left, bro. It was horrible, bro. Horrible.
Speaking of school, though, can I shout out my godson, please?
Of course you can.
For getting his some award. What was it? Good Behaviour Award or...
Like,
he got shouted out.
You know what it is? I didn't even put the two together who you were talking about.
That. He made
me so never did I.
Why does Nate know? Like, why is Nate going to know?
No, you know, like, I'm mad sitting there going, which godson is he talking about? Oh, my son. Yes, no, he did. He got student of the week. He got student of the week for Key Stage 3. So that's
did you give it to him?
No, no, it's not in my year. So, no, and I purposely, it's mad because even when he got it, like, I didn't turn around and do mad claps at the stage because I didn't want no one to think, oh, it's just his you, innit? So I would turn around. Like, I walked the other way, like, I was celebrating, but I wasn't, I had to get someone else to film it, everything, because I was like,
don't try. Nate was walking.
Yeah, like, when I saw the video, I'm like, that's my son. Yeah, like, how did Nate, how's Nate filming, but he's all the way over there at the same
yeah,
time?
Yeah, no, I've got someone else. That's what I'm saying. Someone else had to film it.
Like, he was using some drone, you know?
Cause like, nah, cause it looks a bit suspicious. You get me? I don't want man to think that.
Well, I probably should have got tripod out, VHS
camcorder. That's my son.
Yeah, I totally
spotlight as well.
Nah, it's sick. Cause I probably got a trophy. Like, that's his forever. Yeah.
Yeah, but my man's just started, bro. A month, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought we had to give the trophy back. She's like, nah, it's yours. It's okay, my bad. So it'll get in his prized possession, his new room, and that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, super proud, man.
Yeah, well done. Yeah, shout you out. I will big you up and let you know that your godfather spoke about you.
Come on.
I don't think he listens to the point.
After you tried prank me by giving me a Batman toy, but I forgive you. You get me?
Nah, he said he knows Uncle Kel loves like Batman, so I said, like, cool. And he had some action man, so like all the toys, so he said he wants to give it to you. So like, cool.
Yeah. But everyone got the cameras out to see my reaction and stuff. They did.
But people, how is everyone doing, man? Apart from the weather, how's everyone doing? Everyone's blessed?
Just with a cold. Messing with a cold.
Limsip.
No? Yeah.
Had you ginger?
I'm not really, actually. No. So I leave my mum here sometimes. I just put make up that concoction.
Bro, I'll tell you one.
Make everything
honey. So what I used to do is get a squeeze of honey, like some squeeze of honey in a little shot glass, whatever. Pour some lemon juice in it,
yeah,
and a cap full of white rum. Yeah,
I had brandy.
You can also do brandy, but you mix it because the honey.
What about whiskey?
I guess you could do whiskey. I don't, you like whiskey.
Okay,
mix it like sometimes you can put a little ginger in it, but the ginger will give you a kick. You mix it and then just take it as a shot. Why
do a lot of black women hate Lemsip? Like, when you say, I want to buy Lemsip, they'll cuss you down.
I don't know. It's weird. So, prior to the pod, we went out on a work thing. So, that's why I was a little bit late logging on. But we was there talking about, did you know that Lemsip came in blackcurrant flavour?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah.
They like, apparently the man them take Lemsip blackcurrant. And there's also a honey and ginger flavour. Didn't notice.
Yeah, I think that's the one that I usually buy because it's like it makes sense, isn't it?
Okay, I thought it was just lemon, bro. All this time, I thought it was just lemon.
I'm going to give you like, a tip now, yeah. Cause I've told you this before. This Claudia told me this, and it works every single time. As soon as you feel you're going to get a cold, as soon as you feel that, because that's how it starts, isn't it? Put a scarf on. Do not take it off and leave. Make sure this for the viewers as well. Make sure this part of your neck is covered, like even when you go sleep, you're gonna sweat, but sleep in that same scarf, put a hoodie on or whatever. I guarantee you wake up with no cold. I haven't had a cold, like, I can't remember last time I had a cold. I had COVID, but I don't get ill. As soon as you feel it, literally, COVID. As soon as I feel it, put a scarf on, cover your whole neck and chest, you won't get ill.
Right, Tommy, you anything on, though, day too late.
I do like a Vicks vapor rub as well.
Nothing. You don't need this. Even when you're saying Lemsip, I used it for COVID, but it's got all that shit in it. Like, we don't need that. That's probably why black women, you know, their mothers don't like Lemsip. Go and buy some lemon, make your own Lemsip.
But as I'm saying, what should I do? Honey and lemon.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. And maybe ginger.
What about the Vicks in the sole of your feet? Is that a myth or does it actually work?
Since I was, 8, my mum did it for me. I ain't done that again. But trust me, even now, no, put the scarf on. Don't take it off. Like you have to kind of sweat it out.
I hope I wake up.
Travis, you'll be amazed.
You can't see with a scarf on.
I bet you did, but it's.
I'm not sweating. You know, I'll sweat for no reason, bro. So you can imagine.
Me too.
I'm sleeping with a bed mate today.
You literally sweat it out.
So what about if you see what about with a hoodie? You sleep with a hoodie on.
Yeah, but you're still kind of out.
Need a neck. You need a neck, man.
I can't sleep in a hoodie though, man.
It's very hard. Like when you're that ill and you think, oh, I'm going to have to deal with this for like maybe 4 or 5 days a week, or I could wake up tomorrow and it's done just by having this one bad sweaty night. I'm telling you, just but next Mark, time you
what,
ill.
What if I tie like this? That's right, isn't it?
But basically, do you have a scarf, girl?
I'm just saying, it's worked.
Shout out Claudia, though. Right. Does she listen?
Is that people? She says she tries to, no.
I'll be honest with you. See, I also think sometimes with the cold thing, it's a mind over matter thing, you know. Like, I properly say to myself, I'm not getting ill. I say I'm not getting ill.
Sometimes it's
mental. I put it out there, I'm not getting ill. There's no way I'm getting ill.
100%.
I don't allow it to. You know that? Because there's a bit where you're ill and there's a bit where I feel like you kind of...
Make yourself ill.
You can not succumb. Succumb's the wrong probably word. Pause. I don't know if that's even the right word here. But you know, you say to yourself... You resign yourself to you being ill. You're like, oh, I'm ill.
Yeah, it's coming. I can feel it
you
coming.
See that? I don't ever have that. I feel ill. Because I feel like words are powerful. Once you said that, bruv, you're sneezing, you're lying in bed, sweating, all of them things. Mind over matter.
Yeah.
So, Merv, you're not ill, bro.
Just
taking the time
even, out. I'm not well. I mean, I'm well now. I'm well.
All right, guys. We spoke a little bit about it last week when we spoke about what's going on in the Gaza Strip and Gaza. And I don't know, it feels like it's getting worse.
Yeah, it seems that way, man. It seems that way. But shout out to all the protesters though. Filling up the streets in all over Northern Africa, Central London, like Europe. Oh man, a lot of people you did obviously. You put in the Instagram group, but RIP to the people that got shot in the Swedish fans that got shot in Brussels, in Belgium. RIP to them, man. But yeah, it's gonna spill everywhere, man. Because this war is getting very, very bloody now, and it's on both sides. It's on both sides. Do you know what I mean?
So it's a war that. I feel like I don't know if it will ever be resolved.
No, never.
This is a war that
never. It's biblical. I
mean, if you're a believer, this is biblical, bro. It's been set. Do you get me? It's been set with the word, and I don't know when it's gonna kind of overcome. And there's lots of historical kind of facts, and I guess people have to do their own research to kind of draw a conclusion, because a lot of people. Like they only listen to, say, for example, Western media. Western media is pumping out. This is the rhetoric. I mean, the BBC even apologized the other day for them pumping out a rhetoric. And I'm like, bro, like, you know, sometimes you're supposed to be impartial. And it's like, some people are like, pray for this person, pray for that person. I saw an interview with, what's that donut's head? The one who supports Arsenal. Had the interview with Cristiano Ronaldo that time.
Oh, Piers Morgan.
Piers Morgan was interviewing a brother. The brother was speaking.
Oh, Mohammed. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Speak some knowledge to him. He didn't want to acknowledge the questions. He wants to go with his own kind of rhetoric. Like, it's a weird one. It's like, you kind of don't know what side of the fence you're supposed to be on. But what you do know is, like, it's an atrocity to what's going on in the world. And you think, in big 2023... I don't believe we necessarily should still be dealing with these kind of things. Well, not dealing with these things, but we've kind of got to come out of a better way of resolving these issues.
You know, but the word. Sorry, go on, man.
No, I was saying, not to the point where your people are dying and being kidnapped, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But Yeah, and it's also spilling over to obviously like synagogues are getting attacked, mosques are getting attacked. Do you know what I mean? It's just spilling over to the whole world now where everyone feels threatened. Do you know what I mean? Kind of thing. I saw video footage of a couple of Hebrews, not Hebrews, Israelites walking on the road, and Arab man has pushed the middle one to the floor. You get me? Like just pushing to the floor. He's happy with flying. But yeah, like so it's techie times. It's very techie. It's techie. If you're a proud Muslim or you're a proud Israelite walking the road, just know that it can get techie for you.
When you said Israelites, you mean like the people in the black suits and the hats and stuff?
Yeah.
I'm Jewish.
Jewish. But Jews is a religion. So
yeah, exactly.
So yeah, okay. The Jewish
And that I think is probably where or a part of what the issues are in the first place.
Exactly, because what I have learned of late is that the Jewish folks, they're not the ones making up this law. It's the Zionists. So I think there's a branch of Judaism called the Zionists. I think if Monica correct me. I don't know.
No, that's it. That's correct.
Yeah. So this like they're the extreme of the Judaisms, which are being forceful with the land and stamping their authority to the Palestinians. It's a Zionist.
Yeah.
So you know, like,
you
always get these people that say, like, misunderstood, where they don't, well, we don't like Jews. People don't like the Jews. Like, around the world, they said they don't like the Jews. It's the Zionist.
It's a Zionist. It's that branch.
Kind of polluting
the
name of the Jews or the Jewish people.
Yeah.
I'd say.
Because, I mean, even. Like, and we're going back, well, not even, I'll say hundreds of years, like 80, 60, 70, 80 years ago, where the whole resettlement started, which is also what this whole thing is
about. Who started it all? The British. They started. That's the source of it all.
And that's what it was, is they resettled them onto a land, which, hypothetically speaking, wasn't their land to resettle them to. And ever since that, we've kind of gone through this. And that's what I'm saying. Every now and then, it just rears its ugly head.
And that land that they're giving them, if you look at it, it's grown much bigger than it was. Do you know what I mean? That's the beef as well. Okay, you get a treaty, but now you're taking a mick by expanding it, and then building massive walls coming into our property land. Do you know what I mean? Kind of thing.
I don't want to get like too into it because I don't know what YouTube
guidelines
is, but... You know, like, I think I sent it to the Ballers group once, or even Gokes, where these Jews, the Jewish people, have been, for 1,000 years, they've been going to different countries. And this is happening over 1,000-year period, where they go somewhere, and apparently they get kicked out, because they just cause trouble, and then they go somewhere else. And literally, and now it's happened again, this Balfour Declaration, whatever it is, in 1917, I think, where they said, yep, you can have that land there, it's yours.
Are they like gypsies or something?
Because you said Jewish is a religion, like it's Judaism, isn't it? But from what we know, Jew is from the man Judah. So it's an actual culture. It's not a religion that... Anyway, that's another topic. But also, it does say, again, we're talking, this is biblical, until the real Jews are in that land, there will never be peace. But once the Jews are in the land, there will be war no more. So... That should say a lot. Just my views, people, only mine.
And I'll be honest with you. So I had a meeting the other day, the Men's Fellowship group. Like, it's one of the groups that I have. And we were just talking about what's going on in life, whatever. It became a topic of conversation. But it was interesting because these were learned men that were not only engaged in the conversation, but they were engaged in a conversation with scriptures, and they were saying, boom. And you know, like when a man says, no, this is the children of Abraham, boom, 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 boom. This is who the land's supposed to be. They were spitting knowledge like it. I thoroughly enjoyed the conversation to an extent that I was like, yeah, I learned something today. Do you know what I mean? I can't necessarily repeat everything. Because I didn't, like, it wasn't an exam, you know what I mean? I just heard it and I said, oh, rah, that's food for thought. And I wrote little things down and go and do some research. But, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. I've got people in some of my WhatsApp groups writing comments, statements. then you know that like, people don't really like, you know, like every day everyone's busting Jovial or like liking comments and all that kind of stuff. People are just kind of missing with it. Like no one ain't responding. It's very techie. It's very techie. But yeah,
the same way the Zionists are the extremists of Judaism. Obviously, you got the Hamas of guys who are the extremists for the Palestinians. You know what I mean? So those two extremes going together, like obviously, you get war. So that's what's happening right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. All I can say is, but listen, man, I can't say keep safe. There's no to be. If you're there, my prayers go out to you, man. That's all, man. It's in God's hands, man. It's all.
Yeah. All right, Brother Kel, Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
We had the, I want to say big fight, but I don't know if it was a big
fight. Nah, it's not a big fight. It's a joke.
We had man like KSI taking on man like Tommy Fury.
But that was even with the big fight. The big fight was Logan Paul and some guy called.
Yeah, see, I know more about that fight, Kel.
Yeah.
I remember his name, but my days.
Yeah, because of Dylan, or whatever. But yeah. He basically, I don't know who
this
guy
was. What was the headliner though?
Yeah, the headliner was KSI and Fury. Okay. Yeah, but the fight before KSI
was a bit more interesting. Yeah, that was one where the man got disqualified.
Yeah. Right, man, so trying to do MMA moves like two or three times. What's wrong with him?
He's on his back, isn't it? Did I see
it? Like, what's wrong with you? Trying to bring him down the floor like two or three times. And the last time he tried to do it, obviously he flopped again. And Logan Paul just punched him. But first of all, it was a good fight. Not a good fight in the sense of good boxing, but Logan Paul was boxing really well. And had the guy was just the guy kept doing his MMA moves like he kept slapping his wrist like that. Do you know what I mean? It's probably, this is boxing. Do you know what I mean? Like you got box. Huh?
He couldn't even throw a punch.
He couldn't even throw a punch. Nothing.
Dylan Dennis.
That's it, Dylan Dennis, yeah. So basically, Logan Paul punched him while he was on the floor. Then he got up. He tried to grab him up again. But Logan Paul ran around the ring. And then all the security guards just jumped in the ring. There's like a good 30 or 40 security guards in the ring, beefing each other as well. Obviously, his side and then Logan Paul's side, didn't it? And I don't know how long it took them to clear the ring, but it took a little minute. But the KS and the Fury fight was a shit fight. It was a shit fight. Fury's a shit boxer. He's meant to be pro, but he's shit.
He's awful.
And KSI was a one-trick pony. So all he was doing was running around the ring, jumping, like, faking, and he'll go in, bang, but he was landing. He'll knock you, punch him, then he'll hold him. Do you know what I mean? And then he'll run away again. Come in, punch him, hold him. So technically, he won the fight because he was landing more of the clean shots.
Yeah.
Also, Fury had Fury was able to control the fight a bit more. So I thought a draw would have been fair. Just give it a draw. Do you know what I mean? It was a whack fight. They both had their little turns, but KSI had more of the cleaner shots that connected. But a Fury won, I think, by a split decision.
No, well, it went for split decision. They appealed it. Then it was a unanimous decision.
Oh, so I thought one judge had draw, like 50.
No, one judge originally had draw.
Yeah.
But they complained, so they redid it, and the judging error won. That's now unanimous. All three of them went.
Oh, all three of them. Okay, I didn't even know that. Yeah.
All three of them went to Fury.
Yeah. So, as I said in the group, you can't let a YouTuber beat a pro boxer. It'll destroy the game of sport. You know, and he's a Fury as well. So yeah, they couldn't have it. They couldn't have it, man.
What was this pay per view?
Yeah, Yes, I paid for it.
Obviously, allegedly. Yeah. The worst thing was, it was on, and I just didn't watch it. And then I saw like, oh, shit. So I looked on my phone, and I saw like the results. I said, I'm glad I didn't watch it. Yeah. But what's his name? There was one person. Who's the rapper? He's not really a rapper. Like, he got big during lockdown.
He got knocked out, man.
He got knocked out, and then the man still, like, the judge didn't even count 10 properly, yeah? Because the man came and interrupted, and Swam still couldn't get up properly.
Yeah. I think he should allow it.
Yeah, he's not necessarily a good boxer, I'll be honest with you. No. Not taking nothing away from it. To get in the ring, go toe to toe with a man, it's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, let's put some respect on their name, but yeah.
No, he's about to say something. The way you watch these pay per view fights, can you send me the details?
It's on the stick.
I want to watch some NBA, man, and I just.
Bro, invest in the stick, bro.
Yeah, invest in the stick, man.
I'll do it for you. Allegedly.
Just get on Amazon.
Let's talk after.
These guys, invest in, you know.
Yeah.
There's other, you know, forms of
the view shared. The view shared by us was not by us. Yeah. All right, cool. Brother, look, you know, is back in the day, I had a little crush on this girl. Yeah, I'll be real. I had a crush on this girl. I think it might have been Jason's lyric. It might have been. But definitely set it off. Yeah.
100% with you on that.
100%. She was my bruv. I felt for her, bruv. But I want to know, why is she doing my brother like this, bruv? He is ruining his legacy. Bruv, you remember, this guy has been a legend, not most of our lives, because we're grown-ups, but most of our lives, yeah? Like, from back in the day, BBC Two, him going with Jazz to everything. We followed him through all of these years of
frustration. Even Slyly's rap career, Summertime. Come on, bruv.
We followed him, bruv.
I've got a lot of his albums. Please don't go back.
This is what I mean, bruv. Yeah.
Really star, yeah.
Apart from Wild Wild West, yeah. But even that, you can still a bit of a banger, yeah.
Yeah.
Why is Jada Pinkett Smith doing Brother Will like this?
Apparently, her new name is Jada. Was it Jada Rock Shakur Alcina Smith? Memes have been killing me, bro.
I saw memes that there's only one Jada now, you know.
The only Jada we acknowledge is
Jada Kiss. Why is she doing Brother Will like this?
A bigger question is, why is Brother Will allowing this? I don't understand.
You know,
I have to say, it's just weakening. Like you said, his legacy is just weakening the man. It's weakening.
I read it, so I don't know if any of you read it. Will Smith's autobiography, yeah? When you read it, you know he's not really that guy, innit? Yeah? He's not that guy. But
spoilers. Anyway, go ahead.
The Will Smith autobiography came out.
I've probably got it. I just haven't read it yet.
Bro, it is. I'll be honest with you. Like, I don't know if you like reading, like how I like reading, yeah. But you won't finish. You won't stop until you finish it. Like, I actually did the audiobook as well because I thought.
Yeah.
And he read the audiobook. It's sick.
Yeah.
Like, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Oh, okay. I thought he's meaning it's bad or something.
No. It's a sick book. You get to know about Will, but you know that. When I say you know that he isn't that guy, he's not a guy on confrontation. You know he's not a guy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like, he's a guy that appears confident, but isn't really confident.
Yeah. Well, you can see that through his, like, Instagram as well.
Yeah. His Instagram's becoming a bit more real now, but...
Yeah.
But I told your missus to hold it down, bro.
Not his missus.
No, but she's rude, bro. What do you mean? No,
the thing is, yeah, this is my beef with Jada. Okay, I know you're doing a tour. You're trying to sell your book. I get it. But it's the contradictions. Like, one place she'll say, me and Will went together for 7 years. I mean, we've been separated for 7 years, blah, blah, blah. And the next place she'll say, but we've been working on it for a while to try and get back together. And the next place she'll say, but when he said, keep your wife's name out of my mouth, he's like, wife? Like, we haven't been that for a long time. And another part, she'll say, me and Tupac had nothing. We were just friends. And next part, she said, Tupac proposed to me in prison.
Yeah, but
someone came and said, Tupac was in prison in 97 or something. You got together with Will in 90. So the maths was a muffin. Yeah. You get me? And like, it's just, she's just a walking contradiction. Do you know what I mean? But all this, as she says, is making Will look worse and worse and worse.
Yeah,
everything she says, it just makes me look like a dickhead. I didn't cheat on Will. Yes, you did, because you were not. You was with Will. It doesn't matter if you're separated. You're still married. Do you know what I mean? And
you was against him, August, and all them things. That I just think it's too much, man. Jada, hold it down, bro. I don't even know she. Like, I know she.
And now you're trying to throw Chris Rock under the bus.
Chris Rock tried to holler at me, talking about, you know, you and Will are separated. Nah, bro.
She's deep. Do you think she might be saying all these things as people are coming for her? Like, no, obviously, they must be just making pure accusations about her. So she probably has to.
She's trying to sell a book, Mo. That's
I'm
all.
I'm trying to be impartial here. I don't know what's going on between them directly. Like, I'm not there in it. So I'm just trying to be the impartial one. It's not nice, obviously, but I'm just thinking, you know, sometimes when people are just talking smack about you, it's like, all right, cool. I'm going to say everything that I have to say in it, whether I bring him down or not. I have to get my story across. So I don't know.
Yeah, but the stories are mad inconsistent, though, Murph. That's the problem.
Yeah.
They're mad inconsistent. And I haven't seen one where she's bigging him up. Really? I haven't seen... It's all just... Yeah, man.
Will is the father to two of your kids, bro. Your only kids, bro. Will is the father of your kids, bro. Yeah? Like, I'm not saying that Will... Like, Will was more successful than you, whatever. Do you get me? Like, it's... Like, have some respect. Like, you still laid down. That's still your... Whether it, my thing is this. You don't go to air out your dirty laundry, bro.
You don't have to. So, you can... Yeah. There's so many ways you can sell your book. So many ways you could do it.
Yeah, that's why I'm fed up with this stuff, you know, because... Yeah, it's just like, why... This is a deep thing that they're going through. And being... Like, that's what I'm saying. Once you expose yourself to the internet like that, you're finished. I don't know why she thought that I want to do these things, and then you know the internet's coming after you. Wait.
Yeah.
Like, images, yeah, it's crazy, man.
So I think it's too much, man. I'm like, Jada, relax.
But as we saw, it looks like Will's taking it. It looks like he's taking it well, but obviously that Instagram shot is... This is a snapshot of his life, so no one knows what he's really going through. But you know, it seems like he's handling it well. So
yeah, it's cool. Like, even if you are, bro, 7 years, bro, you don't need to tell people your business, bro.
Yeah,
like, keep it to yourself. So Jada, relax yourself, man. Make the book sell itself. Do you get me?
He's apparently responded though. Apparently, he said something.
I haven't heard that yet.
Got it on the screen. Apparently, he said, when you've been with someone for more than half of your life, a sort of emotional blindness sets in, Smith wrote, according to the Times article published Saturday. And you can all too easily lose your sensitivity to their hidden nuances and subtle beauties. And then apparently, he also says that his wife's memoir woke him up. So maybe he's going to finally put his foot down. From the fact that she already been with someone else, that's you got grounds to just leave, bro. I don't know.
And then she goes, oh, no matter how sad he looked at a red table when he found out about August, like, he knew, like, he goes, just read the book. You know, like, he shouldn't have been sad. But I'm like, what's wrong with you, man?
I'll still buy the book. I'll let you know what it's about.
Oh, you know, Spotify got Audible. I hope it comes out.
It's Audible. It's on Audible as well. So I've seen it. The Audible book came out today. I will purchase it. I haven't finished listening to my one on... what did I listen to last week, Kel? The rapper. You know what I'm talking about. Died LA.
Oh.
Nipsey.
Oh, Nipsey, okay.
Yeah, so I haven't finished Nipsey. I think I've got 3 hours left of Nipsey. Yeah. So when I finish this, I might just go straight on to Worthy and see what it's about. She's also narrating the book herself. See what it's about. All right, has anything else been going on in the world of the world?
That I can think of.
All right. Let's get into some TV and film. First off the bat, guys. We have Loki. Loki season 2, episode 2. I guess it's just myself and Merv. Kel, you ain't watched this week, have you?
No, I ain't watched this week.
And Marley Mar, do you watch Loki?
I've watched it. I did watch it.
Excellent, my brother. Well done, my broski. What were our thoughts on Loki?
Still getting good. Still good. Like, they kind of focused on obviously looking for Sylvie.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to do that, they had to like get one of the time. What's the thing called again? The thing? Not the DVA. TVA.
TVA.
Yeah, they had to get one of their most proficient hunters. What was his name? B-15 or something like that. He was just hanging out in his timeline, apparently, where he's supposed to, like, where he was before he got,
before he got taken. He was like a movie
star. Yeah, it was like a movie star. So, like, he's just hanging out, and they're like, yeah, we need you, like, because you know where Sylvie, he actually interacted with her and stuff, innit? And then he's just like, no, he's just trying to be all like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. Point they capture him, take him in, and do bad cop basically. And like, you kind of see the real Loki coming out. Not the real Loki, but it was the Loki that we knew from Avengers, basically. Because he was quite cheeky to just saying to him, like, oh, you're not a good person, you kill everything, your mom, you this, that, and whatnot. And yeah, like, you know, you've done hundreds of thousands of people in the Battle of New York, just basically just bringing up his past and stuff, isn't it? But Loki's like, all right, cool. Right. So that was quite interesting. Just to give a reminder, because Loki's become
I forgot about that Loki, you know. Yeah, I was talking about that old Loki.
That's what I'm saying.
He's a menace, you know.
Yeah, you forget about because he's supposed to be some sort of anti-hero, isn't it? I suppose.
Yeah.
But it's like, because of the first season of Loki, you're kind of thinking like, oh, well, he's a bit softer now, isn't it? He's a bit softer around here. But this kind of brought it back a bit.
Yeah. It's a weird one because, like, when you just said that just now, I used to hate Loki. Like, Loki was my worst. He was my worst. I used to couldn't stand him. Then after Loki season one, you start to kind of get to him. But you do have that kind of thing where you're like, oh, yeah, he is Loki. He can do stuff, innit? Like, and when you see him trying to catch X5 and all those kind of stuff and how the wizardry he kind of starts using, like,
yeah, he's using his magic again.
Why did he use it in season one? What happened? Why couldn't he use it?
I saw they'd done something anyway, so he was prevented from using these powers anyway. I think maybe towards the end he got them back, if I remember. But yeah, he could, like, they had like some sort of block on his powers. He was a prisoner there.
Okay. Is it because he's in a different timeline and he's not at that original TVA? Because I was confused about it. I don't remember him having powers at all in the last
one. No, but that's what I'm saying. I think even in the first one, the first season, they've done something where he couldn't use his powers.
Yeah.
He's a bad boy. I even liked the whole story where they went and found Sylvie in a McDonald's. All the rest of it, and she was just like, she just wanted to be like normal employee, bro.
Yeah.
Knowing, like, so she's got the McDonald's badge code. I don't know if they still do it. You know that back in the day, you said the McDonald's badge.
Yeah.
And you'd be able to know how long a man's been working there, or how good he is by the gold stars.
Oh, yeah, the stars in it.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever got one.
No, I don't think
you get one.
It was just holes, five holes all throughout my McDonald's career.
And she had like four stars, so you knew she. You know that. In play of the mug tool, that's what she was on. But again, she remembered she was also a bad girl.
Yeah.
So like when she needs to be on it, she was on it. And I said, yeah, I like that.
Maybe I was falling asleep a bit, but I didn't really understand what the episode was about. I know it has about finding Sylvie and then they found her and then there was this other plan to kill everyone. I just kind of started to, I think I fell asleep, if I'm honest.
So basically, I don't know if you remember first episode, They were all saying they're going to go find Sylvie, but they all thought it was weird. Like, why are you sending so many agents? I'm saying agents, they're probably not called agents from the TVA. Why are you all of you going to go find Sylvie? Like, we're on it, kind of thing. We're on the case. But she was like, but really, it's because they had ulterior motives in it. And that was to destroy all of the rest of the branches that were coming out.
Okay.
So because they wanted to destroy all the branches, but no one knew they were trying to start to destroy the branches until it's almost too late. So when they've caught them, they're blowing up bare branches. But everyone else is like, no, but all those branches have people on them.
People on it, okay.
Like, yeah, it's actual people you're killing. It's not like you're just trying to repair fractions of like fixtures in the timeline. Like you're killing people, innocent people that ain't done nothing. Yeah, so that's kind of where it was.
And they're still trying to find Miss Minutes and Renslayer as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that he who shall not be named doesn't appear in this.
Why do you say that?
I feel like if he does, it ruins it for those that don't watch the TV shows and only watch the films. Does that make sense? Like, I feel like because he's kind of geared up to be the next
Thanos
or antagonist or whatever you want to call it. Like, for him to be in the TV shows, if you just watch the films, you're not going to understand like how he got to be where he is, if that made sense.
Yeah.
So that's why, for me, I would say, like, yeah, I don't want him in this one.
Yeah. I think it kind of gives him a bit more fear factor as well.
Yeah. You see how people like Richard can't stand, like, Richard's like, no, I don't fear him. Da, 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 da. Like, yeah. I almost feel because Richard has too much access to him. And clearly, this is not real. Like, Richard has no access to him whatsoever. Yeah. But do you know what I mean? Like, he needs to be up there. Like, when you see him, he needs to be on the big screen in the cinema going, raw, shit, like that. As opposed to, like, oh, yeah, see the one I see one time, just press rewind, fast forward, all that stuff.
But, and to be fair, we've already seen him now in, what is it? Yeah, just two, isn't it? Like, yeah, Loki season one.
Loki and Ant-Man and the Wasp.
The Quantum Mania from. And he definitely doesn't have that presence that Thanos has.
Maybe doesn't
need to, but yeah.
He needs some sort of presence.
Obviously, the problem with Jonathan Majors doesn't help as well. Do you know what I mean? Because, like, probably, I'm wondering if they actually were going to have him more in the thing as well. But as what's happened, have they edited him out? I don't know. That's maybe we're yet to see in the next four episodes, maybe.
There wasn't a hidden post-credit scene this week.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I still sat there and watched it, hoping it was.
So did I. Yeah.
Molly?
Yeah, I just think I was more invested in the season one. Like, by this time, I know we've only watched two, but I was fully invested in the last episode, last season. I was excited to watch it. I literally fell asleep watching the last one. Maybe I put it on too late, but I don't know. It's just not got that excitement at the moment. I'm sure it'll build up, but
I'm hoping it does. I think I still like it. But I also understand that it's a different concept. There is, like, this is all like timeline stuff in it. Like, so it isn't a physical, like, Loki needs to do X, Y, and Z. And I guess last year you had.
And timeline, it's never easy to follow as well, because it's like,
the way they jump and they move and this happened, did that happen? Did that really happen? No, do you know what I mean? It's a mind F. But I also think it's a cheat code. And I don't like when they use the cheat codes.
Time travel, that it always happens.
Yeah, it's a cheat code. But yeah, I'm still here for Loki, 100%. 100%. So that was Loki season 2, episode 2. I have a slight confession to make. So last week we spoke about Gen V episode 4. This week we're going to spoke about Gen V episode 5. But I went to go and press play for Gen V episode 5. Then I realized that last week I'd only watched 40 minutes of, and I still had like 15, 20 minutes to go of last week's episode. So I didn't actually see the ending. You know, like when you start talking about my man and he was doing the most, like, that I actually watched him when he was like doing things with the hair dryer and da 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 da. I was thinking, what the hell? I've now caught up properly. And I'm like, okay, but I didn't want to confess in the group. I want man to laugh at me, so I've watched it and I watched the full episode. This one, so episode 5. What are our
thoughts? It's a phony. He's a liar.
Who said it last week? Someone gave it. Was it Richard? He said, "Oh, he read somewhere where Kate is the villain. Is it Kate her name? The one who
probably he did. Yeah, he probably.
So yeah, it wasn't because he already said it. I had it in my mind, and then
I didn't even hear that part.
I never heard either.
I was wondering how no one was like smashing him up for like the spoiler. Like, right, we ain't seen it yet.
I don't remember him seeing it. Yeah.
Even though he said that, I didn't even see it coming.
Oh, I knew it had to be. Because of her powers, I figured it had to be like something to do with her. Yeah. Like she's being blackmailed or something.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, it's true. From Mad Puppet scene, though.
Yeah.
Like, Mad Puppet scene. Like, I've never seen anything like watching the Muppet Show in there.
I like that. That was a sick scene.
That was kind of sick, though.
Yeah. And then, like,
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, when it went back to the real stuff, it's like, oh,
nice. Are there ideas already of like what the next potential?
What's that?
Sorry,
what the hell?
That's what happened there, bro. Sorry.
My heart started beating. I thought YouTube started playing again or something. But I was like, oh, no.
I was so confused. I was about to cut out, boy.
And then I thought only I could hear it. I didn't know any of you could hear it. Because you know what that is. So I was like, oh, is that me? Sorry, my bad. I apologize. Sorry, my bad.
But you know what I suspected Kate is when Marie came and told her, like there's something going on. I had a chip in my... And her reaction was very... Very blasé, like, oh, is it? Yeah, sit down. Tom, like, that's what I suspected. I was like, okay, it's you.
Yeah.
But no, I enjoyed this episode. It was better than the other four that I watched. No, other three. I enjoyed the first episode as well. No, it was good. I liked it. It was a very, you know, suspense.
It was a good episode, but I didn't like the way they ended it. I think it was too quick. Like she just put her hands on this guy and told him to go and kill what's the bro's name? Who's thing got exploded. Can't remember. No, that's the
Jack guy killed the Jack guy.
Yeah, that's because that was a little twist in it. They wanted us to think he was the one doing it, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he went to go and kill him at the end, and then they was like, no, Kate's the one. Kate, and then Kate literally 3 seconds later come. Yeah,
it's me. Confess.
So what are we doing it for then? What? So you're literally just there at the right moment before he killed. I just don't know. I just thought.
This happened. It's just too quick. Because I don't understand the Asian woman. Like, because obviously, I'm assuming the Asian woman is telling her to do this.
Yeah. She might hold something.
Remember, she was like, they're gonna hate me. They're gonna find out it's me. I can't. She was like, she was at her kind of wit's end of like she wants to confess.
So that means that she's the one who messed up. What's his name as well? Golden Boy. Is that his name?
Yeah, that's what they said.
And I turned him psycho, isn't it?
The fires, because she kept making him forget about his brother.
So she kept
doing it. But another thing confused me though was, okay, bro, you just got your whole private area blown up. How are you able to run?
I was just about to mention
no
that.
No pain. Like you got no.
You should be
pain
in hospital
nowhere.
For a year,
bro.
So that made me think as well. Sorry, did he double trick her to make her think she did that to him? I don't know. It's a crazy show. We're gonna find out that she didn't really do that, and he was like in her head. I don't know, because that don't make sense. I thought the same thing. You got exploded down there. There's no way you're walking around. There's no way you're in a party.
His voice should be super squeaky or super deep. One or the other.
Maybe Kate has spoken to him, and she started again. Or what about the invisible man's confession?
Oh, he's a joker, I guess.
What's that?
The invisible man.
His confession.
He's chatting to Dave when they're sitting down.
He's like, sometimes I like to go into the men's change room.
Hold on. What's the relationship with the donkey? I don't get it. Or what? Not donkey. Is it Lamas or whatever? What was it?
Which one?
Llama.
Llama. I don't know.
It's suspect, though.
It is, because he's like, oh, yeah, she's upset with me. Come back, wait, I'm sorry.
And in the party, is like the llama had a lead on him around his neck.
Basically, the deep situation there with these fish and sea life creatures.
But that makes sense, because he's part fish, whatever, isn't it? That makes sense, you know what I mean? But this was just weird.
That's what he likes, I guess. I don't know. I even started talking to people about Gen V and like telling them that they should like try and jump on it. Like I've been trying to promote it this week. So yeah, no, I like Gen V.
Is it wrong of me that I find the Emma character kind of attractive?
I think a lot of people do. She's attractive.
She's
yeah.
The little cricket one.
Tomorrow's probably like, oh, if I should say this.
No, I was thinking it for time, bro. I was like, do I say it? But I don't know. Look at him. Like,
she's waited 3 weeks to say it.
They're nice too. They show her legs a lot. I think they're making up for the other stuff.
It's a safe space, Mark. I'll watch that.
All right, cool.
It was one that was big and small, yeah?
Yeah. She reminds me of Chloe, but I'm not. I didn't.
Yeah, she doesn't look like her, really.
Which is weird.
She looks like. I've been trying to put my finger on it.
She does. Yeah. But Chloe, like Chloe. I wasn't attracted. Chloe wasn't.
We don't talk about Chloe.
No.
I know. It's true. She fucked up.
What I will say though, like I know this is like this is not the story. No, it's not a safe place. It's not a safe space. It's not as cool.
It's getting a bit carried away. Where it's like, let me jump in now.
Where was you see when Emma went small? Yeah. Yeah, like whatever. She's getting small, whatever. You see, when Emma went big, yeah? I was like, are you going to make everything with Emma big? But they never did. Like, does it make sense? Like, I don't know. Like, I just, yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know, bro. I don't know. Because she won't.
You didn't question it when she went small, but it's like, when she went big, it's
like. No, when she went big, she woke up, yeah? And she was like Starkers, innit? So I was like, how are they going to do this? And they're going to make everything gigantic. That's all it was. But they didn't. They didn't do anything. She just had her arm like this. And that was fine.
There's a man, though. His dick would be out and shit. Pause.
I told you it wasn't a safe space.
Shit. I saw a clip of Big Brother, by the way. Sorry to just jump in. I saw the colour of the couch. That's all I'm going to say. Carry on. No, like, I think you lot are. I think the agenda's worked. I think it's just worked on you guys. You don't see it anymore. I see it all.
No, you know, I wouldn't see that. I only saw the first episode of Big Brother.
Yeah, I've only watched the first one. I haven't watched it.
I was at my mum's, you know, her mum's she was watching it, and they're in the diary room and the couch that they're on, you know, the eye.
It's mad different colors, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, rainbow, isn't it? It's the LGBT stuff.
Sorry.
Got to make sure it's in there somewhere. That's what I'm saying.
All right. After Gen V, so we're going to look at episode 6 that will come out on Friday, as will Loki episode 3 come out on Friday. We had Power Book Force season 2 episode 7.
Yeah, I'll leave that to you guys, man.
Merv, I will say one thing.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, when did my girl become some Super Saiyan? Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me. And it's annoying.
What's her name?
Janard's Ting.
Shanti.
Yeah, I don't understand how Shanti has become. She reminds me now of. What's his name's cousin? You know, in the original Power Book. What, the original Power, 50 Cent's cousin.
Oh, police Jukebox. Officer.
Yeah.
Jukebox.
Yeah, this is like Jukebox now, but like when Jukebox is a bad girl.
Yeah.
Like she roughed up the Ute in the boxing room because the Ute questioned him.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like slapping him up, talking about, you can't question me or my man.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Like, for me, I don't get her. In the words of Richard, she needs to go.
She probably will, you know. She probably will go.
Tommy, whenever you think you've caught Tommy, you can't catch him.
No.
Can't catch him.
He is proper like Ghost Park. Ghost Point 2, isn't it? Ghost Point 2.
The end scene, without throwing spoilers, what he did was so smart.
Yeah.
So smart.
Yeah.
So to handle that business.
Yeah, look, Vic finished, didn't it? I know he could, he he's obviously trying to, like, all he wants is to be free.
Bro, he doesn't want to go. He just wants his sister to go pin Ben.
Yeah, he don't want to go jail. He don't want to go jail, and he just wants to live a cushy life. But I think he's probably thinking now, gosh, what have I got myself into? Because It's either like, do I fear Tommy more or do I fear the this? And I think he fears Tommy more, isn't it? Clearly.
But what he did, that's a federal offence, bro. That's death row.
He's in now, boy. He's in it.
Him and Tommy's cousin, and Tommy's nephew.
He Mac,
back to back, sharing the same cell, bro. Waiting for him to talk about what do you want your final meal to be. Diamond's new ting.
But wait, they couldn't wait for that, innit? Couldn't wait.
Couldn't wait. She came. Kel, if you watch one scene, watch that scene.
Their dialogue, yeah. Their dialogue is so awful. Whoever wrote that, their dialogue between them two is just like it's out of some 90s like soft porn movie or something. Oh. Or Vogue, isn't it? Like, I see you up there talking, it's kind of sexy. And then that's it, they're just in it. No, just like that, you know.
Yo, she came.
Who's Diamond again?
Diamond is the one that rolls with Tommy.
Okay.
The other DBI brother.
Yeah. So,
literally, he's shining like this thing.
The boxer.
He's looking after the son, trying to teach the son to box over. Then, like, literally, she's like, oh, I want to come around for dinner. You're going to cook, or are we going to go out? Comes in the yards, like in a jacket, or whatever. He's like, oh, yeah, we'll go. And she goes, actually, I want to stay here. He's like, oh, okay. He turns around, jacket's open. You got then the little negligee. He's like, oh, okay. Bruv.
What, sister?
Yeah. I'll send you the Insta. Research purposes.
Research purposes, that's all.
Richard sent it to me.
Of course he did.
Because, thank God, I'm going to be absent today, but here's my contribution.
Get me, you know.
He ain't going to watch the pod, you know, Richard. No. Oh. Okay.
He listens, not watches. Get me. Yeah, but yeah, no, so yes. But Jannard, again, is Jannard getting back on us? I don't know, like, he's a weird one. He's on the smack, he's off the smack, he's like the quickest recovery. He's now somehow got money to go and buy back jewelry. He's filmed Tommy with Tommy's girl.
Right. What's her name? Right? Maria.
Where Tommy's now in love with this thing. So much so that her brother comes to the yard. Tommy's getting shook. Like, it's I don't know. It's a calamity of errors.
Yeah.
It's a calamity of
errors. Tommy gets shook.
No, so basically, Tommy's shook. I don't know. He's not the Serbs. Who is he? It's not Serbian.
What's his name? Miguel. Yeah.
So the plug. Tommy, like, he's seen the plug doing madness. Like, the plug just will stab a man in his hand for no reason. All them kind of things. So Tommy's just wary about him. But obviously, Tommy's beating his sister.
Does he know?
I don't think he's scared. I think he just has to play it smart, innit? Because, yeah. Because this guy's just like, it's business. No one told you to touch my sister. So, do you know what I mean? And I think Tommy has plans for him.
Yeah, once Tommy gets land, once he gets territory,
yeah,
and he's got the territory, then he'll over him.
Yeah, because now they've cut off the Serbs as well, haven't they?
Right.
Yeah, so like one down, one to go.
I told you, he's weak, bro. Like, they've made him weak, bro, because he got diabetes, bro. It's silly. It's silly. That's what's going to kill him, you know? Tommy's going to stand there and talk about, I'm not giving you the insulin. And watch him die.
Tommy!
That's what's going to happen. But yeah, no, Power Book, this was a better episode than the previous week, I think.
Previous was a laughing stock.
Yeah, this one, it was semi-okay.
Yeah, no, you're right.
It was semi-okay. Pause on the semi still, but it was okay. All right, guys. I don't know. Have anyone been watching anything else, like, recently?
Yeah, I've been watching this thing on Netflix, The Fall of House of Usher. But yeah, it's not a... No, it's got a...
The Fall of the House of Usher. The Fall of the House of Usher.
Yeah. It's more for Marlon and Merv, to be honest. Amen. It's like a, it's more of a horror-y kind of.
Gothic horror drama.
Yeah,
it's not for me.
Is it part of the Haunted House series?
It's the same makers. The Haunted House, the House on the Hill.
Yeah,
it's the same writers.
Okay.
Same writers. Yeah. It's alright. It's good. But they're also stupid. Not stupid, but there's some parts you're like, bro, like, when you watch it, then I can break it down. But there are some silly parts, but
it's based on a book, though, isn't it? It's based on a book.
Yeah, it's based on a book.
And that book was first published in 1839.
Yeah.
So, do you get me? We're watching, Kel's watched it 200 years later almost. So, I guess it's going to be something like that doesn't make no sense.
But no, I recommend it
who's the writers? The Blythe House one? The house?
Yeah.
Check it out. So, Nate, quick question. How do you like? I know you don't like horrors, but what do you like? Vampire movies? How we well, like Lost Boys? I'm sure.
No, I've watched it. No, I've watched it. So, okay, when I say okay, maybe I
kind of touched on last week, like the satanic stuff that we don't.
Yeah, I don't like any of that kind of stuff. I don't like satanic
shit. He doesn't like vampires and zombies as well.
I don't like vampire zombies. No, but I think they're all part of the same thing. Like all of the undead shit. I'm not watching that. Vampires are undead. Yeah.
Yeah, but Angel had a soul.
Zombies are undead. I'm not on it.
I thought he's going to back me up on that, Merv.
I fully didn't watch Angel. I fully didn't watch Angel. In fact, I didn't even know he had a soul.
Oh, man.
What Angel, that? Angel. Like,
from Buffy.
Angel?
Yeah.
Oh, vampire.
Oh, yeah. I never watched that either. Yeah.
Damn.
Even Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I didn't watch it.
I swear, is Buffy made by the Lost People?
Mm.
Or am I just making up from nowhere?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Maybe they got the same kind of. I don't know. But either I didn't watch it.
Buffy's Joss Whedon.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. That's it. And Lost is J.J. Abrams?
Yeah.
Abrams, that's it. Abrams, yeah. Lost. They're both J's, isn't it? They're both J's.
That's it, Molly. I don't watch any of that stuff. All that kind of stuff is that's long. People don't get me wrong, like if it is a land like not a, you know, like them kind of big blockbusters, like so like I watch The Ring, I watch all them kind of stuff. But like it's more if like everyone's like, oh, let's go and watch this, I'm like, all right, cool. But
like you watch Blade, when Blade comes out, you watch that, right?
Yeah, that's because you know what that is though, isn't it?
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, you lot still ask.
That's conjugalism straight away, you know.
No, but it's no, but that's what I'm saying. Even where we've had like, say, quote unquote, black horrors or whatever they are, I've watched them, innit?
Yeah.
we don't really take horrors seriously though when we make them.
No. It was a common
thing, innit?
Yeah, if it's a serious horror, I'm not watching it. If it's one of them,
Vampire in Brooklyn, like, yeah,
huh?
Vampire in Brooklyn as
well.
You
know you watched that.
Yeah, I watched that again, but that's
the new vampire. You know
what I'm saying? Like that's come on. Do you know what I mean? I can't go wrong. I watched Beverly Hills Cop 1, 2, and 3 the other day again, bro. Like I rate it. Like Beverly Hills Cop 3 is probably the worst one, but 1 and 2, I love it.
Is that what it went Disney World?
Axel Fox, isn't it?
Axel Foley.
Yeah, Axel Foley, that's it. Axel Foley. They're making a part 4 as well, isn't it? Just saying.
And I'll watch it.
But again. I was just saying, didn't it already come out?
No, not yet.
I'm watching the 4th one as well. I rate Beverly Hills Cop, bro.
Beverly Hills Cop, that's childhood right there.
Childhood, trust me, childhood.
That's legendary, bro. Legendary.
This is what I was going to ask you. Like, on our Black History Month assignments.
Yes.
If a black man or a black woman is the star of a movie, but there's a lot of white people in the movie, but the black person's the star. Is that considered a? If you watch a, Training Day, for example, like there's only one star in that film.
Yeah, I know, but still, it's.
You know what I'm saying?
I tried that last week and I got scolded. So no, don't count.
Because I wanted to watch. I'll tell you what I wanted to watch. I wanted to watch Stir Crazy. Stir Crazy, Blade and Saddles. Sorry,
That's
a film about black slaves trying to build this railway for Hedley Lamarr and the white, but then this, I don't know. I was a bit stuffed this week.
Was that film last year?
Huh?
Yeah, we watched a lot. I think we watched it when what's his name passed, didn't it?
Yeah, we did.
Bruv, where's Sidney Poitier in Blazing Saddles? Because
He's like the main.
Yeah, no, that's not Sydney Poitier, bro. Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles. Blazing Saddies, man. Saddles. Bro, don't let me R&B, you know.
I'm not saying Saddies. I'm saying saddle, like on a horse, a saddle.
Yeah.
A bike.
Saddles is not.
There's no Poitier in that film, bro.
No, that's Cleveland Little.
There you go.
Richard Pryor.
Oh, you're talking about the one with Gene Wilder in it.
Yeah.
That's the Mel Brooks film.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, no, we didn't watch that one. We watched Blazing Saddies.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Blazing
Saddies.
Never even heard of it.
I wonder.
Are you sure there's a Blazing Saddies, bro? I don't think there is.
Yeah, one. Blazing Saddies. And that's the one where it just went meta at the end, didn't it? Like when they started going into like.
How do you spell the Saddies? How do you spell that?
S-A-D-D-I. Wait a minute. Marlon's full, you know. Marlon's full.
There's no Blazing Saddies, bro. I'm just saying
word names I didn't say.
It's supposed to be my turn to say what I'm watching, and Marlon's going on with this. Not following the script.
Sydney Poitier is not in Blazing anything.
Exactly. No, man. No, I'm not making up.
You are, brother.
The Raisin in the Sun, yes. Talking about
piece of the action.
Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? Yes, Brother John. Yes.
So I'd say, are these considered black movies? Because he's in there with white people.
The fire ones.
Yeah. Okay. Didn't quite was sick, you know.
Yeah, I don't remember the one that you're talking about.
When was it made? No, I watched it, man. I'm not even drinking.
Mom is wrong and strong. You know the ones.
When was it made?
You're damn right.
Have you put Sydney Poitier in the movie title? It's coming up.
Boys, I can't see it yet.
It's not there.
You won't see it.
What did I watch then? Wait a minute. it probably was that film. It probably was it, Blazing Saddles.
That's what I said, but the person you're talking about has got Sydney Poitier.
Oh, you know what? I know what I've done. I watched, I think it was Heat of the Night I watched for Sydney Poitier. That's it. Yeah, that's what I've done.
We'll save it, man.
Basically, the whole movie title.
I've
done the whole thing. Like, the whole thing that we're against that they all look alike, yeah? Shame on me.
Well, when are you going to play the studies, though? That was jokes.
That's what Rich was saying. That's what Rich was saying before Blazing Saddies. I'm already here to defend himself, but that's what you said, isn't it?
No, Blazing Saddies.
I let it slide last week when you said it. I was like, all right, okay.
Because I know Blazing Saddies is the Mel Brooks one. I definitely know that. We watched that.
No, it's Rich, man. I swear Rich was saying Blazing Saddies.
You know, Richie's not here to you know what I mean, save himself. So let's let Brain Rich. It's fine.
No. Yeah, exactly. It's his fault.
Blazing Saddies. All right.
Black on black racism.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, sorry. Rubber.
Yeah, thanks, Marlon. Anyway. No, yeah, obviously. So I've watched Lupin season 3 or part 3. It's all right. Yeah, it's good. It's fun. But I just think, how much more can you do with this live action as well? Because it's getting a bit silly, isn't it? Like his little escapades and tricks. I'm like, come on, man, this is not real. I mean, it wasn't real in the first place, but yeah, it just seems a bit more ridiculous, isn't it? And I thought, all right, surely they're going to end it this season. There's nothing more to go on by.
Yeah,
and probably they've ended it, so it could be another part as well. But
I think that we've been. Like, obviously, the show, I'm assuming. So, the shows that are the TV shows, whatever it was before, like when they used to watch Lupin or whatever, like the comics or whatever it is, yeah? They were usually stories. So, like, once the end of a story, you can go into a whole other story.
Yeah.
They're not continuous. But I guess with this Lupin, because you've made it the way it is,
yeah,
they are like almost, they have to now all fit into the same narrative.
Yeah, that's it's right. Yeah.
Like, you would have had part one or like, Lupin season 1, boom, story done. But now that's a whole new story.
Yeah, everything's all interlinked now.
Yeah.
Actually, to be fair, it did end with a lot of injury. So, yeah, because I at first I thought, I was scared a bit, like, that's a bit silly, but because of the way it ended, now I'm like, yeah, give me another one, actually. Yeah, and the same with Cobra Rebellion. I thought potentially this could be the last season. And I kind of hope it is just because of the way it ended. But again, they probably left it open. So there could be another series, maybe if it's due to the demand.
Okay.
But it was good. It was an easy watch, very quick.
I'm literally first episode, digging of holes. And I think the Prime Minister's daughter's come back from studying. And she now wants to be some activist.
Yeah. What I'm saying, yeah. I don't know why writers always do these daughters as the most annoying people ever. Like, they need to stop doing that, innit? Because it's getting to me now, innit? Like, no respect for a prime minister to have at all. Yeah. Like, all right, anyway, yeah.
Prime Minister Dad does cooking for you when you come back from holiday or come back from studying, as opposed to just getting your cleaners, your cooks to do the thing. Or
And you know what? You're imagine, like, your parent being a prime minister or leader of the country. Yeah, so that's not a snack of a role, you know. Mm. And fair enough, you're against what they kind of stand for, but like to actually go out of your way to oppose them in that way, it's just like, come on, man, you're putting him in a position, isn't it? Like, it's no need for it. Like, you know, remove yourself from the family if you need to, but don't do that. It's wrong.
Yeah.
Also, Murph, so I've got to tell you, I've been watching Daryl Dixon. Have you started it?
Nah.
You
need to start all the spin-offs, actually.
Yeah, but come on, Murph, man. Fix up, bro.
Nah, man. You know my schedule, yet? Man. You know my schedule. I've been watching. Man, Welcome to Wrexham, the greatest football show on earth.
Oh, this is legacy. Yeah, this is legacy, like, right here.
The morning show, all that stuff, bro.
Oh, forget morning show. Ban that, bro.
But do you know what I have been watching, though? And obviously, yeah, caught up with Doom Patrol as well.
Oh, I need to watch that, yeah.
What's Doom Patrol now? Is Doom Patrol on? What's it on? Are you watching on Alternative?
It's on that. It's on that thing. Like, that channel. That channel.
Oh, it's on that. Yeah. Or as in, like, I can watch it, like, legally.
Yeah.
Just in time, boy.
Anyway, forget that. It's good anyway. For Mankind, like, finally started. Like, it's not what I expected it to be at all, but I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
What's that again? For All Mankind. What's that?
Yeah, For All Mankind. It's basically about people going, like, you know, back in the 60s when man started going to the moon and stuff. Just all the politics around space travel and.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's so good, man.
Is that Netflix?
No, Apple TV. Okay. Plus. Really good. Like, I'm halfway through season two. I think season four is coming out sometime. So that's really good. That's what I've been watching.
So on Lionsgate, yeah.
What's that?
Doom Patrol.
Yeah. Doom Patrol's on Lionsgate.
Bro, I'm trying to think. How about what's this now? Season three.
Four, I think. Four.
It's the final one, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the final one. Okay. Damn, have I watched the... Did we watch the
you
first
have, one? It's been a long break, bro. It's been a long...
Yeah. And the break was so long, I forgot it's actually coming
yeah,
back.
Yeah, I forgot as well. I totally forgot about it.
So if I go back and watch it from the beginning again?
Nah. Just a little recap.
Nah, I don't know. You don't need to really go back. This is something that you don't need to go back to because it's so wacky. All right,
so when did the new season start? Like, what episode did we come back on?
7 and 8.
Oh, it's been two episodes?
Yeah. So I think that both episodes came out back to back.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know, Cyborg's, like, not a cyborg anymore.
Yeah,
I remember Cyborg gave up his powers. Yeah.
And he's boys with him now. Like,
and then... the woman, she went back. She's trying to do something. I can't remember what she was doing. The older woman.
What, the one, not Rita, the other one?
Yeah, one of them was going back to try and fix something. And I'll catch up. I think I remember.
Yeah.
I think I remember. Okay, cool. All right, I'll jump on the whole Doom Patrol. I'm going to be real. I'm going to be 100. I haven't watched a dime. Like, I haven't, like, literally, I just about watched the England game today, and I only watched it because it was on in the pub. I haven't watched anything. Like, I'm hoping that after half term, I can get back on the program stuff properly, but I will be definitely watching something. So, for those that have gotten made this far, next week will be a Black History Month special celebrating our sisters, and we will be talking about films. I will be doing a little kind of quiz. There will be questionnaires. Like, we'll be celebrating Black History Month. So make sure you tune into episode 211 for Black History Month, celebrating the sisters. So Merv, next week, the poster is going to be celebrating the sisters. All right, guys, keep it 100. People, rate, comment, subscribe, like, tell a friend to tell a friend. We out.